I cannot stand the shameful way our politicians from all sides are shamelessly selling out our country, its future, its interests, and our social stability just to court the votes of certain illegal ethnic groups. This includes Republicans and Democrats, and it includes George W. Bush and Hillary Clinton. The one thing they all have in common is their desire to pander to special interests and to sell out our interests as a nation as long as they can get some extra votes. Our security-driven president, George W. Bush, says that because there are 11 million illegal people in this country, we cannot do anything about it. What kind of message does that send? It says to the next 11 million illegal immigrants, come right in, because once we have 22 million illegal people here, we can do even less to stop you. And with the 11 million that come in after that, you can easily tell us legal immigrants and native-born Americans to get out of here and move to Canada. Hillary Clinton, not to be outdone by George Bush's direct telephone connection to Jesus Christ, tried to kill three birds with one stone. She got to bash Bush, pander to the illegals even more, and try to appeal to religious people by saying that under the new proposed immigration laws, even Jesus would go to jail for helping illegal immigrants. You know what? Like all my fellow Muslims, I respect and revere Jesus Christ as a holy prophet. But to Hillary Clinton, I say, so what? Let us assume that Jesus Christ decides this May Day to leave his home in the sky and land on earth. Let us also assume that instead of going to Africa to cure AIDS-stricken orphans or to the Middle East to bring a thousand-year peace, he says, you know what? A lot of Jewish people and immigrants go to America. America is where the action is. That's where the televangelists make a lot of money and fool a lot of people in my name. That's where a president claims to speak to me and starts wars in my name. That is where I'm going to go. The irony is, if Jesus was trying to come to America from occupied Jerusalem on a Palestinian passport, we would keep him waiting 10 or 20 years while gang members, drug smugglers, and uneducated, unskilled people by the million can just hop over our border with Mexico or float in from Cuba, no questions asked. So, ironically, for Jesus to come to America immediately, he would have to break the law, because we like to reward people who break the rules and punish or delay those who follow the rules. That means Jesus would either have to walk across the Mexican border, just like so many illegal immigrants. That makes me wonder. Let's say he walks into the USA from Mexico, and someone at the border gives him some help, some food, and also a handheld GPS unit to find his way around. Knowing Jesus, you'd figure he will look at the GPS map to see where the most churches and chapels are to be found. And wouldn't it be ironic he would find Las Vegas? It makes me wonder, would he stay or would he walk straight back to Mexico once he sees what Las Vegas is all about? Or, knowing Jesus Christ's skills with walking on water, I think the best approach for him would be to walk over from Cuba. Especially with the dumb and stupid wet foot, dry foot policy we have for Cubans, he would not even have to deal with that hassle, since he would surely be dry foot all the way. He could just walk on over into Miami. Of course, if he hits Miami's South Beach with all those topless women parading about, I wonder if Jesus Christ would say, Jesus Christ. Anyway, I digress. Getting back to Hillary Clinton invoking Jesus Christ's name. I'm sorry, Hillary. Just because your husband and you do not much care for the practice of law, despite being lawyers, and just because you would like to imagine Jesus Christ coming to America and immediately announcing profits for Hillary, endorsing your election campaign, somehow, I don't think the first thing Jesus will do is line up to break our laws. And it makes me wonder, with our traditional separation of church and state, what would we do? If Jesus was caught speeding on his way to church, wouldn't our traffic cops give him a ticket? If he did not pay taxes, wouldn't the IRS go after him? And most importantly, if he had an email address like JesusChrist@holyprophets.com or something, would spammers not send him emails about Nigerian fraud, fake Rolex watches, breast enlargements, and Viagra? What do you think?